of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Nurses at Madison's Unity Point Health Meritor Hospital are on strike. Nearly 1,000 nurses began their strike Tuesday morning. Nurses represented by SEIU issued a formal 10-day strike notice to the hospital earlier this month. Key issues during negotiations include workplace safety, pay increases, and staffing. The Memorial Day weekend fatality count in Wisconsin roads now stands at 9. In Lincoln County, a 22-year-old woman is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle for a single-vehicle crash early Sunday morning, which killed a 26-year-old woman passenger. And you have until Saturday to apply for a chance at a 2025 elk hunting license. The state's expanding elk population has led to annual hunts in the Clam Lake Elk Range since 2018 and in the Black Ridge Elk Range since 2024. Purchase your elk license applications through the Go Wild webpage or in person at licensed agents across the state.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:02. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. Kelly Clarkson.
Miss independent, miss self-sufficient, miss keep your distance. Miss unafraid, miss out my way. Don't let a man interfere. No, miss on her own. Miss almost grown. Miss never let a man help her off her phone. So by keeping her heart protected, she'd never ever feel rejected. Little miss apprehensive said, ooh, she fell in love. What is the feeling? Misguided heart, misplaced smart. Miss, if you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated. She didn't wanna end up jaded. And this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So, by changing her misconceptions, she went in a new direction. And found inside, she felt a connection. She felt
walked away. connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
This morning?
What's for breakfast?
I want a hamburger.
For breakfast?
Yeah, for breakfast.
Cheeseburger or hamburger?
Personally, I prefer hamburger.
I'm having a mandatory hamburger.
What is it, National
Hamburger Day?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Happy National Hamburger Day.
Mmm, hamburger.
All right, let's get cooking.
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 60 degrees. Tonight, shower and thunderstorms into the early evening, gradually turning cloudy with a low of 50. On Thursday, slight chance showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny, a high of 71. Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, again, sunny, a high of 79. Saturday, slight showers chance, maybe in the afternoon, high of 75. Sunday, sunny and beautiful with a high of 78. Currently 50 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I am well. How are you today?
I am fantastic. It is my favorite day of the year.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, is it because of the hamburgers?
Yes.
All right. I was hoping that I caught that one right.
Yes, it's National
Hamburger Day. Dave.
Yes, thank you. It's National Burger Day today. And so we're continuing our theme this morning. We want to know what your favorite burger joint is in the area, not just in Baraboo, but in the listening area, or somewhere where you go for your favorite burger and what that burger is. Text us, let us know, 608-355-9970, or you can use the handy-dandy free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse, tap on 99.7 Max FM, tap text and let us know that. Or the other cool thing is you can leave a voice memo as well with our new app. So we're looking forward to hearing and seeing your comments this morning. Emily, the other reason it's important to have that app is we're doing something again starting on Monday.
I know we are. We are doing the text to win contest. This is like one of my favorite things because we get to give you money and stuff.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't actually come from Dave and Emily directly,
no,
but indirectly,
directly.
We get to hook you up with stuff and money and money and money. So yeah, we tried to do my own reverb there. I don't know that it worked very well.
Well, and here's
but
the thing.
Text to win contest is coming up. Starting next week, Monday. So get ready with those thumbs to text to win because we do like to use the app for that. So if you don't have it already, go ahead and download that. It's very easy to do.
It is.
It's super easy to find our station. And then when you text to win during our show, we get to have all kinds of bragging rights, you know, with our coworkers, and we like that.
Yes. So. We need your help because there's a trophy on the line for this, and we want to get that trophy, and so we need all of your help to do that. So we want to see everyone texting in starting next Monday at 7 a.m. Your chances to win this summer will be 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It'll be the Scotty Text to Win contest. You'll need that free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device, so go ahead and get it installed now. We'll fill you in on Monday with all of the details, but we want to give everyone a heads up to start making sure you have that app ready to go. Emily and I want that bragging rights, and we want your help and need your help. So we want you to text to win. Plus, you have a chance to win fabulous prizes in our hourly and daily giveaways. So, again, that starts next Monday, 7 a.m. We'll have our first keyword. And the only place you can get that keyword is right here on the radio. That's the other part. We can't post the keywords on social media or anywhere else. You have to be listening to Dave and Emily in the morning in order to get that keyword. So tune in on Monday. Now, Emily.
Absolutely.
If you're like me, you don't have time to try the latest cooking trends on social media. But I've got great news. There's a new one that you may already be doing. And if you make mac and cheese or spaghetti, the latest cooking term going viral on TikTok is water-based cooking. And it's basically just what it sounds like, Emily.
You know, or is it just boiling? I don't know. Let's find out.
Let's not boil
Inquiring
over.
Listening ears want to know. So, one video shows a montage of things being boiled, steamed, and cooked as soups and stews with the caption, quote, "You start water-based cooking, and now your skin is clear, your stomach is thriving, and you recover from illness overnight." So nice to bring back these styles of cooking from thousands of years ago.
Right.
Because they're on social media. Now they're new and amazing.
And sorry, that's the funniest part about this.
No, it's great, though. I mean, I'm such an advocate of making soups and stews.
Me too.
And, you know, it's
steaming.
Just, this is, people cooked things like this back then because they were lucky to have water to cook with, and
right.
They needed to boil the water to make sure the water was clean. Well, so anyways, okay, y'all, we are in the future. We don't need to use microwaves anymore or fancy things. We can just use water.
Water-based cooking is what we're talking about after a viral TikTok video. And some claim that water-based methods like boiling, blanching, steaming, or poaching can reverse aging. Okay. I still have gray hair. It's not helping, Emily.
Dave, they said so on social media. It must be
true. It's got to be true. I mean, and it's a good thing no one saw my hair this morning because, yeah.
Did you need to do some water-based styling
for your hair? Yes. The dog's hair looks better than my hair this morning. He's looking at me like, dude, did you not brush your hair when you walked out of the house with me this morning? And no, I didn't because he was sitting in the studio judging me this morning.
They do that. They look at you like... good thing I can't talk because you look like a fool. I'd call you some other things if I had the words for it.
Right,
so it's all over their face.
Exactly. And it is. And when him and I were looking at this water-based cooking TikTok video, you know, the part that seemed weird is the idea is this is a gentler cooking style that avoids unhealthy techniques using oils in high heat, like frying, sauteing, baking, air frying, and grilling, which supposedly is the worst. I'm sorry, but I'm going to keep grilling now. Emily...
Grilling is still good because the fat drips off. You know, like that's the thing is not, I mean, cooking with oil too. Okay, we're digressing a lot here, and that's okay. Water based cooking is what we're talking about. The TikTok thing, whatever we want to call it, video went viral. And so it's a big thing, and this is not a groundbreaking thing.
No.
But it may be something that certain folks of certain age groups haven't experienced as much as things like frying and sauteing and baking, air frying, grilling. None of these things are necessarily bad, but you have to just use the oil in moderation. Now, deep frying is probably never good for you, but it's delicious. So, you know, sometimes you got to just, like, lean into some stuff because it's delicious. But I... just wanted to skip down to some of the comments because I have children in Gen Z, and this is just so great. Quote, Gen Z discovers soup. I feel like, oh my God, they like come and tell their parents this concept of soup.
Right. And another comment.
Not my kids. They've been eating stew their whole life because, you know, I'm a little bit of a hippie, but whatever.
Well, I like the TikTok has a term for the most basic things.
And... quote, I love how we're discovering boiling now.
I remember my
what
first soup.
What were you cooking before?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Okay. Wait, do I put a pan of water on the burner and then turn on the burner? Or do I turn on the burner and then that pan of water on it? Again, we're talking about water-based cooking in this viral TikTok video. And this one's just great. What were you cooking before? Oh, my goodness. Again,
and here's one more. That's my favorite. Wait. Quote, I can't wait for the next TikTok trend about fire-based cooking.
Again, we're talking about this viral TikTok video of this lady explaining the positive benefits of water-based cooking. Now, I'm going to see if I can play a little snippet of this because this is just kind of crazy to say the least. So I'm going to see if I can pull this up real quick because water-based cooking. Well, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Maybe. Come on, let me play. Here we go.
Actually, one of my friends yesterday or the other day said to me, you know, when I saw you last week, your skin, I noticed your skin is, you're glowing.
You're glowing,
Rachel.
You're glowing.
I feel like there's something that people say to you when, like, you get into a new relationship. And they're like, girl, you're just glowing. What have you been doing?
And okay, we're going to fast forward a little bit.
All of these cooking methods, they use boiling, steaming, braising, poaching.
Oh, braising. I didn't catch that one before.
Oh, braising.
Cooking, you know, making soups, stews, and cooking their foods gently.
Cooking my foods gently. Oh, my goodness. And this goes on. This video is 7 minutes, almost 8 minutes long.
I just am confused. Like, did she not have any idea? Like, how was she raised that this was never a concept that was introduced to her? Like, you know what? We are not here to tease. We are not here to make fun or poke fun. But It's a little bit worrisome to me that whatever you want to call the TikTok culture or whatever
right.
it is. And I'm not completely generalizing generations here because it depends on what your environment is when you grow up. But if you're learning literally from videos and you don't have any other form of education on anything, and this is the first time that you realize that you can use water to cook, I'm sorry. I am generally concerned for our future if this is seriously the first time that all of these people have known that you can boil stuff and make soup.
And she looks old enough that she should have been doing this for a while. And that's as I'm watching this video, what I'm shocked about. So, yeah, I don't understand it at all. Stout's sitting here looking at me like, yeah, we're both crazy. We're talking about water-based cooking. And he's been around long enough to even know what it is. And so, yeah, I don't
know. Exactly.
It's kind of interesting.
And one of the quotes that they had on here, which I think is really poignant for this story and just the kind of, quote, TikTok culture that is existing right now is they've got a term for everything, right? So, like,
yes,
you can renew a style that's been used for cooking for thousands of years and call it, quote, water-based cooking, and now it's a thing. Like, maybe because they're talking about something healthy and good, I'm going to give it, a thumbs up in terms of, great, use that new term, go for it, throw it out there. Hopefully people will do it because one of these influencers are doing it, and so then everybody's like, oh, great, let's use water for cooking. This is this new style of thing because now it's called this thing, water-based cooking. It's never been anything different than just boiling or making soup.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something, just the power of that, like naming something and then having someone say that it's good, that's the part that gets a little sticky and dicey in my brain. That's just a little bit scary that someone can call it something and then everybody gets all excited about it. What if it's something that's not good for you, right?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I don't know. It's just, it just makes you want to... Do your finger and your thumb on your chin and go, and just think about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Definitely. So, yeah, that's water-based cooking. But you know what? We're celebrating Burger Day, and we're not using any water-based cooking to make those burgers. Again, we want to know what your favorite burger joint is in the area. Text us. Let us know. 608-355-9970. Emily, you're back at 740 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
Sweet.
The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. And you know, it's time for a little bit of Bangles, Hazy Shade of Winter on Max FM.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 729 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry. They'll help you out with all those home improvement projects that you need to do. This is the time of year to get some of those projects done. And, you know, it has me thinking about all the projects that we need to get done, so I should probably give them a call because I've not got to it, and it's one of those that we need to get done. Again, Handy Harry LLC, makers of Happy Home with Handy Harry. I also am thinking about them as I'm watching a crew working out right in front of the Max FM studios this morning. One of those things that I'm not a huge fan of would be is being up on a lift this morning, and this lift goes two stories high. They have it out in front of the studios at one of the other buildings downtown working on. It looks like some of the electrical stuff for them. And yeah, they're way up in the air. So if you're coming down 3rd Avenue to 3rd Street, please be careful this morning as there's a crew out there doing some work. And we want them to be safe while they're working on that. So please be aware of that. Looks like they have an air truck pulling up here this morning as well to assist them. So again, corner of 3rd and Oak, there's a little bit of activity going on out here this morning with an electrical crew. So be careful, slow down, let them do their thing, and just be aware that they're out there this morning on 3rd Avenue as it transitions into 3rd Street. Also, shop local, save big. We have our big deal today over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We have half off a $25 certificate towards products or services at the Violet Sage. That certificate today is just $12.50. The Violet Sage Wellness and Gifts is your local spiritual shop for readings, healings, classes, and gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit. The $25 certificate can be used towards readings, foot detox, soak and massage, cleansing spray, sage candles, and more. Again, half off a $25 certificate to the Violet Sage. Today, only just $12.50. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we will have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Good morning. Welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have a real estate auction open house from 4 to 6 p.m. for a property at 332 Laval Street in Reedsburg. It's a single-family property that could be converted back into a duplex, income-producing property with a minimum acceptable bid of just $60,000. This online-only real estate auction will take place on June 11th. Again, the open house is tonight from 4 to 6 p.m. On Thursday, we have our May Farm Consignment Auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview at our auction facility today from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Very large auction featuring farm machinery, construction equipment, several vehicles, ATVs, and UTVs, lots and lots of lawn and garden items, including lawnmowers and much more, as well as trailers, boats, and other items. The catalog is open and posted for bidding at GavinBros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to GavinBros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third, manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelich as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nelly Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nelly Korda with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max City Weather.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, even a few isolated thunder showers this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, gradual clearing will drop into the upper 40s to near 50. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and warmer with a high in the low 70s. Does your bathroom need a remodel? Get what you've always dreamed of for $99 a month interest free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
It's all fun and games till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. It is 7:39 on Wednesday, May 28th, and we're going to celebrate our celebrity birthdays today. As a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in now, 608-355-9970. Or you can use the free Civic Media app to text those in as well. Emily, who do you see on our celebrity list today? All right, we'll go ahead and get started. We have Jessica Roth, 38, Tree Gableman in the Happy Death Day movies. Not sure what that is. Also
Happy
celebrating
Death Day.
Yeah, that is an interesting movie to say the least. Never heard of it. Michael Orr is 39, former offensive tackle whose life inspired The Blind Side. If you've not had a chance to see that movie, definitely recommend
it.
Yeah, such a great movie. I mean, it's... That one I have watched before and watched multiple times. Definitely check that one out. Who else do you see?
Sorry about the mishap. I had trouble pushing buttons earlier, as usual. So, got to do that once a week. Just keep everybody on their toes. But we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries today. I left Dave on his own there for a second. So, I'll help him out now, as his co-host is supposed to. Colby Calais is 40 today. Of course, she wrote and sang Try and Bubbly. SNL's Bobby Moynihan stars in her Fallen for Her video. Oh, I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Learning things every day.
Wow.
Also, we are wishing Carrie Mulligan a happy birthday today. She is 40. She's married to Marcus Mumford from Mumford & Sons. She also played Winnie Gecko in the Wall Street Never Sleeps show, or Daisy Buchanan in Leonardo DiCaprio's Great Gatsby. Alex Davalos is 43. Julietta Crane, the star of Man in the High Castle. She was also Agent Kristen Gaines on FBI Most Wanted. Is that one of your cop shows that you like, that one?
No.
Okay. Just wondering. I know you got your favorite, so I just want to keep up.
Yeah, no, I don't. And that's the thing. No, that, I'm going to say that is definitely not one of my favorites this morning. I'm also looking at one of our text lines this morning. Ooh, I can't wait to talk about that one. Ooh. That's going to be good.
We have some good ones coming in.
We do have a good one coming in, yeah. So looking forward to that. I've kind of chuckled at this one. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, 48. She went from Survivor to The View to Fox News, and then she left to spend time with her family now. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, I remember when she was on Survivor, and people figured out who she was pretty quickly, and that's why I kind of chuckle about that, is some of these people go on to Survivor that have been celebrities or former football players or something like that, they usually get caught or called out pretty quick, you know?
Yeah, definitely. If there's someone that's recognizable and they're on one of those reality shows, they usually, you know, there's some recognition either way, and they get called out. But she didn't, huh? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that one was interesting. So that was one I had to mention this morning as I was looking at it. Who else do you see on our list today? We have I see a big one. Kylie Minogue.
Well, there's one that you definitely have to put on the playlist, I'm going to have
57.
To say.
57.
So before that, Marco Rubio is 54. He ran for president and did not make it, obviously. He is the new Secretary of State. No comments. This is a big one. 57 years old is our sweet Kylie Minogue. Can't get you out of my head. It's such a good one. And I saw an interview with her, or maybe it was like a little part of a documentary or something, but she's really amazing. She's been doing her thing for a really long time. She started like in the 80s and is able to kind of like roll with the trends, but also keep her style. And I think she's fantastic. I think she's kind of one of those ones that's like always there, and you can count on her music being great and being kind of unique in the pop scene, but also like, she doesn't get as much cred as she should, I think. So maybe we can get her in the playlist for us today.
Oh, it's already done. That one's already
Done and done.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one, Dave. Duns and Duns stuff. And you don't have to worry about it because he's on top of our listening pleasure in the morning. We also have Krista Miller is 61. Jordan on Scrubs. Ellie on Cougar Town. And Kate in the Drew Carey Show. Goes on again about like who she's married to and why maybe she got those parts, but we're not going to have comments on that because, you know what, we don't really care.
Right, and that's the thing I laugh is when I see some of these comments, I'm just like, yep, whatever. We do have Roland Gift is 64. Fine young cannibal singer, you know, so that one is, you know, all right, now you know where I'm also headed is to see what I can find
there. That's Stout's theme song about you.
Yeah.
Just that very famous Fine Young Cannibal song that we all know. We'll just go ahead and play that. And then picture Stout looking at Dave with his crazy morning hair and feeling those feelings and singing that song in his head. Also, we have Mark Sanford, 65 years old, former governor of South Carolina. He is not that much of a stand-up guy as far as these notes, so we'll just move on along there. It's weird that these
there's snarky in the
here.
Notes.
That's not typical. I don't really want to have political people in the celebrity
and that's the thing. We'll mention them, alone. But we're just going to keep moving along. We have Kirk Gibson, 68 in 1988. He won baseball's MVP award as a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. They made it to the World Series where he hit one of the most memorable home runs in baseball history. So, yes, I think that is such a cool one. John Fogerty, 80 years old, Creedence Clearwater Revival. We won't be playing any CCR this morning, but if you want to hear some, tune in this Saturday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. with Kevin Kellogg, Saturdays at the 60s and 70s.
Awesome. I love myself some CCR.
Oh,
I do have to say,
too.
Grew up on that stuff, and it's never gotten out of my rotation of things that I constantly, now, you know, of course you can stream things, so I can just, if I want to be in that mood, I just can stream myself some CCR and listen to all the things I want. Thank you for that technology, because I do appreciate it, although I do very much miss tapes and CDs as well, so I do play records. I skipped all the way back there, so maybe I'll fill in the stuff in the middle, but this is a big one. I'm sure she streams now, but when she started, she certainly wasn't. Gladys Knight, everyone, is 81 years old. The Pips backup singer. Gladys is fantastic. She can't make it on the morning show, though, unfortunately. We called her.
She's busy.
Not available to talk because she's celebrating her 81st birthday. And also, she's not from the 80s and 90s.
No.
So.
Again, tune in this Saturday to Saturday at the 60s and 70s with Kevin Kellogg. I guarantee he'll play a little bit of that. And last but not least, Rudy Giuliani, 81 years old. We know his history, and we'll continue to move along on that one as well. And so, you know, that's the thing. We will talk about him, but we are not going to dwell on them. But, you know, we're talking about it's National Burger Day today. We are celebrating with you, and we want to know what the best burgers are in the area and where you go and what your favorite burger is. And I don't care where it's at. We just want to know what the favorite burger joint is in the area. Text us, let us know, 608-355-9970. Jim texted in this morning. He said, Pete's Hamburgers in Prairie du Chien cooks their hamburgers in water with onions. They are delicious. Oldest hamburger stand in the state, he believes, and you can check them out online. And so there you go. We
talked
about
cooking.
Yes.
Look at that.
Thank you, Jim, for tying that in for us so this morning. You know,
we love our listeners.
We do. And so we got water-based cooking and the burger all in one. And now I'm kind of thinking about making burgers with water and onions after Jim got me thinking about that this morning. So, Jim, thank you very much again. Text us, let us know what your favorite burger joint is, what your favorite burger is, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Emily, I sent you a picture this morning. This guy is out here working in the rain, changing light bulbs over across Kitty Corner from us today. And let me tell you, that is a challenging task, it looks like. I cannot believe the amount of work that he's putting into this out here this morning. And, you know, that lift he's on, no thank you. Two stories up on that thin lift. Granted, I'm a big dude. They're not going to probably would exceed the safety and weight limits of that lift. But, wow, that's pretty amazing seeing him up there this morning working on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tall building, and we know because we're also in a tall building, and seeing that kind of action up, getting up on that, that's not something I would like to have to do for my job, I just want to have to say, because, yeah, those guys always look so comfortable up there, though. Like, they're just walking down the street. They're like, oh, hey, you know, like, they always look like they're cool. So I want to point out the little birdie told me that Kylie Minogue is especially unique because she's been in the biz literally for 4 decades. And that woman is doing her thing, looking so great. I mean, tons of energy. Again, we know how old she is, which means how young she started, and she's still got all that energy and doing the cool stuff. So thank you for that, Birdie, on my shoulder, giving me the extra little fact-checking that I need sometimes for the morning show. But,
I'm going
to send out some safety vibes to those guys up there on the roof across the street in Baird with State Bank, because that looks hard.
Yeah,
scary.
Yeah, I don't envy them. You know, it takes a special...
And don't forget to text in your favorite burger. We're going all over the place.
Yeah. No, I don't envy them this morning working over at Baraboo State Bank. That is definitely a little bit of an extra effort that they're putting out to get those lights going. And, you know, again, not a huge fan of that. Just looking at that thing. So, again, if you're driving down 3rd Avenue heading towards Oak and 3rd Street, please be careful. Slow down a little bit. There is extra activity going on out there this morning. I saw at least one van heading over to the farmer's market. They're starting up at 8 o'clock. I'll give an update at 8:10 as I see a little bit more going on there. We've got studio supervision going on in the studio this morning as well, so I am not unsupervised, but having a lot of fun in here this morning because I decided, you know, it was a gloomy day, so I'm wearing my Hawaiian shirt and I had my hair all spiked up this morning, so yeah, I had the crazy hair going this morning, so you know, I wanted to brighten the day up just a little bit, so you know, figured why not.
I think it's a good call.
Yeah,
you gotta do stuff like that when the weather changes a little bit. You gotta like change it from the inside out. And that goes for your hair as well. So well done, Dave.
You betcha. It had nothing to do with headphone hair or the fact I forgot to brush my hair this morning either. But in case,
this is all intentional, folks.
Yeah, it is. You know. So, but we do appreciate our listeners that are texting in this morning. Thank you, Kathy, for texting in this well. We appreciate you all for listening this morning. Again, we want to know what your favorite burger joint is in the area, as well as what your favorite burger is. Text us, let us know, 608-355-9970. Or via the free Civic Media app for Max Miles. Tap text and send us that favorite burger joint. Or if you're brave enough, leave us a voice memo. We're still waiting for someone to do that. Emily, we're going to continue talking about National Burger Day at 8:10. And we have a new favorite type of burger we're going to talk about at 8:10 this morning.
All right. Looking forward to that.
I am as well. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open, too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Spring Fling Tractor Pull is roaring back in town on Saturday, May 31st. Gates will open at 4 p.m. This is at Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. That's in Prairie du Sac. $15 gets you in. You can watch high-powered action at the Badger State Tractor Pullers, featuring classes like Limited Pro Tractor, Limited Light Superstock. Live music will be starting at 8 p.m. with high mileage. Food, drinks, and family fun await. Don't miss one of Sauk Prairie's proudest and loudest events of the year. You can get all the details by visiting saukprairieffa.com. Again, this is on Saturday, May 31st from 4 p.m. until 11 p.m. And that, again, is at the FFA Alumni Park in Prairie du Sac. On Sunday, June 1st, the Reedsburg Municipal Airport will be hosting their fly-in, drive-in breakfast. The 73rd annual event will feature a pancake breakfast, plus planes, custom and classic cars, plane displays, helicopter and plane rides. They'll also have DJ games, great food, and so much fun. This, again, is going to be happening on Sunday, June 1st from 7 a.m. until noon. It's the 73rd annual Reedsburg Community Fly-In, Drive-In Pancake Breakfast. It all goes down on Sunday, June 1st. RAF-club.com for more details. And now, of course, every Wednesday and Saturday through the month of October, it's the Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Find incredible fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. It's 8 a.m. until 12:30 every Wednesday and Saturday again until October. You can follow them on Facebook and see who will be attending the Farmers Market each day, just like Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day, the Violet Sage Wellness and Gifts. Connect with spirit through a reading, enjoy a foot detox with massage or a Reiki session, or choose gifts and spiritual items such as candles, cleansing sprays, sage, crystals, and more. Ask about their weekly forecasts, phone readings, and home parties. The Violet Sage, gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg. Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. SpaceX launching another Starship rocket, but it spun out of control and broke apart, falling back to Earth shortly after liftoff. President Trump set to pardon reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley, who were sentenced to years in prison for defrauding banks out of tens of millions of dollars. A big change to CDC guidelines created during the pandemic. ABC senior Washington correspondent Rachel Scott with more.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a noted vaccine skeptic, announced on social media that the CDC will no longer be recommending COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children or healthy pregnant women. Now, this catching doctors off guard because it did bypass the traditional CDC process that includes an independent review and also consulting with medical professionals.
Macy's department stores and says profits slipped in the first quarter and says more customers are cautious about the trade war. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. The body of a missing boater recovered from a Madison lake is identified. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office confirms the body of Colin Y. Smith of Madison was recovered from Lake Monona last Friday. Smith was one of four people on board a sailboat which overturned on the lake a week and a half earlier. A Dane County judge has been suspended from the bench for judicial misconduct. The Wisconsin Supreme Court on Tuesday ordered Circuit Court Judge Ellen Burr suspended for 7 days without pay for incidents that happened in 2019 and 2021. Burr also pleaded guilty to fifth or sixth time OWI charges in 2023. And you can check out Wisconsin's natural wonders this summer with some help from the Department of Tourism. Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says the state's tourism website